Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We want to know, is this a familiar sound in your local neighbourhood WhatsApp group?
Hi guys, we are doing a clear out and we have this table if anyone wants it. Sam, number 68. Hi Sam, still available? Noreen, 326. Yes, Noreen, we'll drop tomorrow. Table gone.
Yeah, News Talk's tech correspondent Jess Kelly with me in studio today, as is writer and podcaster Esther O'Meara O'Donoghue. Jess, are the neighbourhood WhatsApp groups lost the run of themselves?
Absolutely, yeah. I just, even listening to that snippet there of Fionnuala, just make my left eye twitch. I am not allowed in my community WhatsApp group.
I thought you'd have been queen administrator of this,
no? No, my partner said for my blood pressure and his sanity, he's not letting me in it, because before, where we lived before, there was an overactive Facebook group, I will say. And it was that thing of, does anyone have 1.5 pieces of kitchen roll? I don't need 2 pieces of kitchen roll. Does that? And it was just, it goes on and on. And I do think some people take the mick. Like, I get if there are community alerts.
Yeah.
I get
if that's what they're for.
That's what they're for.
They serve a purpose.
Completely fine with that. I get to a certain extent if you, say if you're moving out and there's some big bits of furniture, but if it's, you know, Polly Pocket's pink skirt that she wears on a Tuesday, would anyone like it? Would you go and get in the sea? Absolutely not.
Esther, I believe you love the neighbourhood WhatsApp group.
Oh, I have to say, I am a founder and administrator of my own Rose WhatsApp group.
Get away.
But I am the only person who posts in it. It is crickets galore. I really don't post it that often, but it was the greatest day of my life when I was like, you know what? I'm going to find a WhatsApp group for this road, because there was an event at the end of the street where we were all hanging out the windows. I got people at a vulnerable state there at the front door, and I was like, would I just not get your number? And we just, if anything like this happens again, because it was like there was guards, it was, you know, we were loving it at the same time. But it was, anyway, look, the WhatsApp group is kind of quiet, but it's only really me, as I said. But I agree with Jess. I was a member of a wider community WhatsApp group and I had to leave. It was getting like, it was getting tinfoil hatty. It just gets too stressful and
Digging in about, collecting, you know, packages that are outside the door, and who's taken out the bin, and what about the missing cat?
It is good though. If you have your one kind of good neighbour on the road that you can go, do you have my DPD, my essential Zara order? I need it straight away. And that's really all you should be doing. I mean, and one of the greatest WhatsApp groups I was a member of was when there was one administrator and none of us could reply. All we could do was thumbs up at the most. And that's it. This is the information. If you want to be here, if you want this, come at this time. But otherwise, live your life, forget about it, because it's too, you know, it's just too much, too many dings going off.
Are you the only person who can post in your WhatsApp group, Esther?
I would welcome anyone else to post it, but no, it's just me. It's a solo run. But you know what? I have to say, it's kind of me and one neighbor. There's issues with the bins. We did get it sorted out, and I have to say, I think we solved a crime at the same time. There was other issues going on down.
Jessica Fletcher here on the line with us.
There was issues going on down the end of the road, and I was like, the bins are not just adding up. The level of bin, you know, usage to the level.
I would move out of your estate. I would just have to get out. I couldn't.
I'm a crime solver. I'm a WhatsApp founder, and that is what I do.
Do you know what? I've just realised, Esther, while talking to you, and this might come as a surprise, Jess Kelly, I think, to yourself, I am the administrator of our local community.
The fact that you don't know doesn't surprise me.
So I set it up. I didn't even know that I did that. I obviously set this thing up. Now there's everyone can post in it.
Yeah, but you see, you're a great one though. So my thing, so Andrea and I are very good friends, and I would say Andrea is a Pied Piper. She walks into an empty room and comes out with 50 friends.
Well, I love a rule now. I love a good rule.
You love a rule, but you also love the crack and the you know, the summer barbecue and all the rest.
Yeah,
so
sort of stuff I'd be talking about now in
good,
this group.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
that's
I would never ask anyone to tick in. I might separately, I'd text one or two of the neighbours if I needed something collected or whatever, but I wouldn't put it into the group for all to see. It'd be for community endeavours, you know.
Andrea, please, little girl guide Gilligan here.
Yeah, that's what I'd use it for. But it's funny, I know from chatting to friends of mine, Jess, they have become a total cesspit.
They have, before we came on here now, I dipped my toe back into the old Facebook group of where I used to live, just for old time's sake. And some of the nonsense that is posted is just unbelievable. You know, there were some people there posting going, it's 7 p.m. and there are kids still outside playing. They're on their summer holidays. Would you calm down? I think people just turn to them For venting, for looking, rather than using their brain, engaging with their brain. I love the idea of having an admin who can broadcast. So you can have WhatsApp groups that are broadcast channels. So say if there's...
Well, they're not going to be voice notes now, are they?
No, absolutely not. No, and I wouldn't advocate for that at all. But no, but broadcast channel means that only the people who are admins can post in it. So it could be, you know, don't forget that the summer fair...
My little dictatorship residential group.
It's your dream.
It's only me. Esther and yourself that's allowed to post this group.
But I agree with Jess. I do kind of, because it is more peaceful in that way. And because, you know, sometimes you have to go, can I consult a search engine first before I put it into the 500 member WhatsApp? Like, is this something I can solve myself? And also another thing, is this about me? No, it's not. Sometimes people can, like, you think there's no nuance in a WhatsApp group. People are not posting about you. Maybe it's striking a chord. That's something you have to reflect on yourself. But you are not, if people are talking about the bins, it's not, you know, maybe you've got some bin trauma from growing up or something, but it's not about you. And people can be like, well, I don't know what that means. And then all of a sudden people are like, oh my God. And then you're just like exiting. You're in the side WhatsApp group going, what is going on?
The other thing is a text here from a listener tells me I had to leave my local WhatsApp group. People were posting about absolute nonsense and it was totally full of useless chat. So you'd have no problem, Jess, leaving a WhatsApp group, would you?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think I'd leave.
No, so
I'd mute it.
But no one can tell now. You can just silently exit. There's no notification.
I thought it used to come up. Andrea has left the group.
Yeah, they changed that. But the other thing, so do you know what I've done? I have 10 people in my WhatsApp chat and every single other person goes into my archived. So if you're not one of my 10.
Am I archived?
No, you're not archived, but everybody else is. So you can get it out of your feed. But I do think this thing of over-reliance on the group. I also read an Andrea Mara book a few weeks ago and it starts with an absolute horror story. So she's sitting on the couch and the community WhatsApp group is going 90 and she puts in this post basically slagging off your woman who's posting, but didn't she text the group rather than the side group?
No.
You couldn't live that
down. No. Oh my God, that's horrendous. Yeah, listener here telling me there's always a bloody missing cat in the group as well. The other thing, just quickly, can we just address this issue for our listeners today? If somebody puts, you know, a note in to say, like, whatever, bins weren't collected, they will be collected by the company on Wednesday or whatever it is, not everybody has to reply, Jess. I mean, people need to learn that.
No. And please don't reply. Don't even do the thumbs up, because some people have the notifications on for the thumbs up. Just read it, consume it into your little brain and go on about your business. The people who apply, I'm in some WhatsApp groups for my niece and stuff like that, and people saying, oh, it's tracksuits on a Tuesday. And everyone will reply going, thanks, thumbs up, okay emoji. Just get in the seat. Just
you don't need
stop.
To do it.
Just acknowledge it and then move on.
Sean Moncrief has joined us here. I'd say you're a real community group activist.
Well,
we are
in WhatsApp groups, but you have to, it's very political and you have to be very careful about what you say and how vague you keep things. Mm. Like around where we live, somebody's feckin' house alarm goes off every 3 hours. But you don't know identify whose house it is,
People
who will agree that it's annoying, but I'm not sure. Like, you'd have to go searching for it, and then you don't know. Like, you know, if you complain, what might happen that might escalate terribly. You know?
I love the good community WhatsApps. This listener tells me I'm in a school WhatsApp. I'm the teacher. And it's an absolute dose.
Yeah.
Says this text.
I don't have kids and it's a dose. I completely tell you it's an absolute dose.
Well, look, if you're listening to us today and you are that active member that persistently has to reply and message and share your thoughts and feelings with your neighbours that you barely know, just don't bother, because I can tell you, you are the subject of a side chat conversation in WhatsApp. Just so you know, Jess Kelly, Esther Moore Donoghue, thanks a million for joining us in the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.